Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who I.
So, how have you been? I hope that you're ready for an action-packed episode on this amazing podcast platform, which I started back in 2019, and oh, what a journey it has freaking been. It's been an amazing one, but most importantly, I'm very honored to still be here, showing up, taking action, inspiring you guys, and helping you to make progress in your life in the right direction, and that's really what it's about. The quicker that we're able to kind of take action on what's blocking us or what's stopping us and like find a solution for that, the faster that we can change our life. You know, so this episode is going to be all about why therapy doesn't work. And what I mean by that is one-on-one therapy. You know, so if you're going to whatever you, kind of therapist you want to call it, one-on-one, and of course, there may be the small percentage of therapists, whatever qualifications or, you know, whether it's a psychotherapist or a psychologist or whatever other therapist there is, counselors. I'm going to be talking today on this episode about why it doesn't work. And funny enough, I've done some podcast episodes with some psychologists as well who have also talked about how, you know, the normal way of therapy just doesn't work anymore. You know, I've spoken to, and the only reason I'm sharing this, guys, is because I've just got too much experience, research. I've worked with too many people that say the same thing, that I've been to therapy. And although it has worked for that period of their life, and then they eventually come to us and work with us in our Superpower Mastermind coaching program online, and then do the real work, you know. And that's how I see it, you know. And until you know, I get some more information or I get people coming to me saying that, oh, I saw a therapist and, you know, I healed my childhood trauma and I did this, this, and this, and I'm completely free and I feel, you know, peaceful and I'm good because I worked with a therapist one-on-one. Until I hear that from someone that, like, they've completely healed themselves, you know, I'm going to be, communicating and leading from a point of view of factual information from my own experience, okay? And so if you are listening now and you are actually a psychologist or a psychotherapist or you're some sort of, and I've watched podcasts with even, psychiatrists as well that are, you know, in therapy too, therapists, and they've added like so much value. They talk so much sense, you know, and I guess what I'm trying to get to is that from people who I've worked with and that have come to do my coaching programs, that's what's actually missing. What's actually missing in the journey of therapy and healing, inner healing, and we want to call this the inner work, you know, because it's really one thing. Of course, there's going to be like, I don't doubt that therapists would give exercises and suggestions on, hey, why don't you go home, do this for the next week. I want you to do this, and then, you know, I'll see you next week. Right, I'm sure that they. I'm like, no doubt. Like, seriously, if you're a therapist and you don't give your clients some sort of homework or something for them to do, well, then, you know, literally, you're that's a plan for failure. You know, that they're just going to come to you every single week and you're going to talk with them for 60 minutes or 40 minutes and you're going to expect them to heal like some severe childhood trauma that they experienced and that they've been struggling with all their life. You know, And again, I'm saying this because of the experience that I've had working with so many people that have said the same thing. And all they've said is that I worked with a therapist for years and I'm never getting the results now that I'm doing your coaching program, Luke. And I'm no word of a lie. Am I just sitting here pitching my coaching program and that my coaching program has all the answers? Because it doesn't. My work that I do as a motivational speaker, as a life coach, now as a motivational artist, and funny enough, I'll go into that music side of things for me, has evolved lately. I'll share more about that later. But from what I do and from what I've experienced, this is actually the missing piece of the puzzle to your complete healing. And it's actually going back to school and studying yourself, you know? And again, the easy thing is to go into a therapist's office and to sit there for 40 minutes to have the session and then get back on with your life. That's the easy way to do. The hard thing is to do is to fucking study yourself. The hard thing is to do is to actually sit there with a workbook and do your fucking homework on yourself. That's fucking hard. That's uncomfortable, you know? And for most of us guys, the truth is No one ever fucking told us, you know? No one has, like, when, like, correct me if I'm wrong, fucking DM me. Message me on Instagram and say, Luke, I went to therapy for 5 years. The therapist gave me 6 workbooks this fucking big and told me that I have to complete this for the next fucking 5 years so that I'm healed. And of course, maybe I'm exaggerating 5 years, but I'm saying, like, tell me that they've done that, because this is what I'm seeing is lacking. This is what I'm seeing is lacking, you know, that you're not getting like some sort of like textbook, you know? Like, that's what you should be given. If you go to see a therapist or psychologist, psychotherapist, counselor, whatever the fuck it is, because you've got some sort of sexual abuse, you know, you got some sort of child abuse or some sort of real deep-rooted trauma, or you've just been struggling with low self-esteem and low self-confidence and no self-love and not feeling enough for so many years, and you don't go to a therapist and they don't give you a textbook to say, hey, take this, because every single week you're going to go through 3 pages. And you're going to complete the exercises, and we're going to do it together. And you're going to have to share with me your homework, you know? And why I'm so passionate about this is just because the transformations that I get to witness my clients go through in the Superpower Mastermind is extraordinary. It's people not crying for years. And then as they do the work, they start to feel their emotions again and they start to release. Like, that was one of the biggest breakthroughs. Her name's Karen. I got to tell you. And if you're watching, Karen, you're extraordinary. Like, your inspiration. Like, when I heard your story, and obviously I'm working with you, sorry, itchy. When I heard your story and you're speaking with us on our live coaching session, and then I spoke to you privately because we're working privately as well, and you started telling me that you started crying again, like, here we are thinking, crying, oh my goodness, like, why are you crying for? It's like, oh my goodness, like, do we not understand the appreciation of our human essence, of that we are supposed to feel? We have feelings. So think about this. Imagine that you were programmed, and because of whatever experiences you went through as in your childhood, that you were programmed and conditioned to not cry and not show emotion because that was wrong. So all your life you held it in. Do you know how much suffering that is for your body? Do you know how dysregulating that is? Do you know how dysfunctional that is? Your body is not made to hold on to so much emotion. Like, that builds up over years. That's stress. That's energy. You know? So this is why, like, suppressing your emotions and holding it all in. And by the way, just a quick shout out, wherever you're tuning in from, you're on Facebook or YouTube or Spotify, Apple, just want to say a big hello. I appreciate you guys so much for joining the Luke Mindpower podcast, the Luke Mindpower movement. Thank you so much for having my back, but just wanted to say hi to you guys wherever you're tuning in from. But this is just the truth. Suppressing your shit is not going to help you to heal. You know, holding it in. And, you know, and that's the thing, like, I know that I'm like, at the moment, I'm retiring from the Superpower Mastermind because I've built a coaching institute where I am going to be fully focusing on that. And that's going to start for me full time in July. And so from now until the end of June, I'm going to still be coaching in my group coaching program, which is the Superpower Mastermind, where people do the therapy, we do the homework, study themselves, research themselves, heal their trauma, you know, change their lives. And so it's a very difficult thing for me as well, because I built this from the bottom, and it's not that I'm ending it. It's just that I'm not going to be the head coach anymore. Like, if you do the coaching program because you want to heal your childhood trauma, you've had enough and you're overthinking, doubting yourself, you've got insomnia, PTSD, anxiety, depression, whatever that is, childhood trauma, fear, anxiety, right? That's the program you do. You know, that's what you do if you want to change your life. I'm still the person who presents the program. All the presentations, videos, workbooks, everything is there. It's all run by me, but I'm just not the head coach anymore after July. So by the way, if you do, or you want to learn more about the Superpower Mastermind, maybe you're struggling personally, emotionally, mentally, whatever that is for you, and you want to learn more about how we could help you, man, there's a link in the description of this video, whether it's above this video or below this video. Check it out. Click the link. Fill out a few questions. You'll get in touch with my team, and we can share more information on how we could possibly help you. And maybe you'll join us before I finish as head coach in the next few weeks, possibly. And if you're listening to this maybe after June, well, then you can still click the link. Most likely, I won't be the head coach, but maybe you'll be working with my team or with the community that actually is the Superpower Mastermind community and doing the work. But going back again, why therapy doesn't work, let me just explain to you why it doesn't work. First and foremost, if you want to heal, a safe emotional safety is important. Emotional safety. And not with one person, with fucking 20, 30, 40 people, okay? So we have over 100 people in the Superpower Mastermind, okay? Why does the Superpower Mastermind work? Why is emotional safety so important? Why is an uplifting, encouraging, supportive environment so important? Because when you come in this space to do this work, if you're living in fear, anxiety, depression, unhappiness, if you've never felt love before, right? If you've suppressed your emotions, you've never communicated how you really, really feel, and you've held it in for so many years, you're doubting yourself all the time, right? Then in order for you to release, you have to feel safe. You have to have emotional safety. And why it works with more than one person, if you're just doing it one-on-one, why is it more powerful with having 30, 40, 50, 60 people? Because everyone is a witness to your transformation. And we do this for each other because we're all in this journey together. What type of people are in this program? What type of people do this program? People like yourself that want to change, that want to heal, that want to grow, that want to evolve, that want to get out of dysfunction, that want to attract healthier relationships. How do you do that? Just become a healthier version of yourself. You know, overcome your fears, your doubts, step into your greatness. You know, overcome the past. You know, that's the kind of people that are here. So when you connect with like-minded people that are on the same path as you, and that you start to allow yourself to open up and be vulnerable, communicate and share and take, and yes, you do post videos in the community. That's one of the major keys, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, feeling seen, overcoming the judgment of the voice that's in your head. That's not even your voice. It's probably your dad's, your mom's, your family, your friends, whoever fucking bullied you, whoever told you to be quiet. That's the voice in your head saying, you can't do that. No one wants to listen to your story. No one wants to hear what you have to say. Okay. So that voice comes up and you're afraid to post because you're afraid to be seen. You're afraid of what people are going to, you're afraid of the judgment. What you're afraid of what people are going to think about you when you post that video. What are they going to say? Who gives a fuck? But we do give a fuck because that's how we've been programmed from early age, you know? And so now, what do you think? We're still just broken children as adults living not in our potential. You know, if you're living in fear, overthinking, doubting, insomnia, all that kind of shit, you've got some sort of unresolved trauma, so you're still a child. You're not fully an adult yet. That's fucking weird, isn't it? You know? So same for me. Like, I was suffering for so many years, but I didn't understand myself, you know? And this is what this work is about, is understand the fuck who you are, man. And once you do that, you're good for the rest of your life. You know, you're switched on, you're conscious, you're aware. You don't tolerate bullshit anymore, and you understand your power of who you are. You know, and we lost ourselves because of all these experiences and things that happened to us in the past. And now it's time, if you're watching this, it's fucking your sign to find yourself. It's your sign to do the work. It's your sign to research yourself. It's your time to spend time in a freaking safe community where you go through my program, you go through my presentations that I've created for you, the videos, the trainings, the workbooks, the exercises, and do the work for yourself. You know, like, this is your life. You have to choose, like, what do I want my future to be? Do I want it to be the same as the last 20 years, or do I want it to be absolutely ridiculously extraordinary? Something that I probably couldn't even fathom, probably something that I couldn't even dream about, but it'll be that dream, you know? And what's blocking you? You're the one blocking you, but not really. Your past is. It's the conversation. It's the bullying. It's the doubting. It's the fearing. It's the past. That's what's blocking you, you know? And I was saying this to our, inside our coaching program, we have weekly live coaching sessions. I was saying, connect with the version of yourself in the future. That version of yourself, I know for sure, 100%, I'm doing this podcast now. My Luke Mind Power in 2 years' time is looking at me going, let's go, bro. Come on, smash it. Let's go. Take action. I believe in you. You got this, you know? Get into it. Like, you know, and he's cheering me on. You know, he's not saying, oh, screw the podcast, do another podcast episode. Who cares, bro? Like, don't worry about that. Don't do that. That's not the 2 years version of me. That 2 years version of me is going, yeah, bro, stay consistent. Let's go. Keep going. Believe in yourself. You got this. You can do this. You're amazing. That's the higher self. That's the version of yourself that, again, this is a mindset, guys. You can say, what version of yourself, you know, in the future? There's no future. It's just fucking the present moment. All right. But let's just use that as an example. Like, what if there was a version of yourself in the future that was looking at you? What would they fucking say to you right now? Would they say, just stay the same, do the same shit, be where you are, don't change anything, you know? That's why, what's his name? Warren Buffett said the biggest investment that you can make is in yourself, you know? And it's like, yeah, what is yourself? Was like, well, if you've been struggling with fear or doubt or whatever the fuck you've been struggling with or attracting relationships that are shit, well, that's something to say about you. It's not them, you know? There's something in you that needs to be fixed. And that's you that needs to do the work to understand yourself better so that you can attract better people into your life. You know, it shouldn't take you 6 months for you to realize that someone's not good for you. You pick up on inconsistencies and shit within the first month, 2 months max. See you later if they're not good, if they're not a match. You know what I mean? And too many of us are wasting so much of our time hoping and dreaming that maybe this person is the right person for us and I'll just hold on because even if they're inconsistent or even if they're, you know, something feels off, I'm still just going to pursue it because I'm not sure. Maybe things will change or maybe they'll communicate or maybe it'll get better or whatever. Or they just ghost me sometimes, but then they come back when they feel like it and I just go back to them as well. You know, that's called fucking low self-esteem. That's called settling. That's called, oh, I'm not enough, so I'll just take what I can fucking get. I'm just available whenever they fucking want me. You know, that's a load of shit. That's not a relationship. That's fucking bullshit. You know, so when you don't have that, that's what you do. You settle for less. And I don't know about you, man, but I used to settle. And when I made the decision in 2018 that I was like, no more relationships, I'm fucking locking in on me. I'm going to freaking focus on myself and I'm going to build my life. You know, it took me 6 years to meet my wife. And that was my dream, my goal. 6 years to meet my wife. Now I'm, even though when I first started loving myself, 2018, I did the speaking program. I started loving myself and connecting with myself. And that was so important for me because all I could see when I was doing the mirror work and I was speaking to myself in the mirror, looking into my own eyes every single day, I was doing it for at least like over 12 months. And I kept doing it every day. And the thoughts that were coming in my mind was like, what are you doing this exercise for? Why are you looking at yourself for? This is a stupid exercise. Why are you doing it? Look at yourself. Look at you. Look at you, you're skinny and lanky and this and that. All this conversation in my head was coming from all the bullying and all the people that were judging me all my years of my life, you know? And I was battling with that. But that was amazing for me, guys, because when I was doing the mirror work and I was looking at myself in the mirror, I started becoming, I mean, I was already aware of my thoughts. I mean, you're aware of your thoughts too, but what the fuck are you doing about it? If you're aware of your thoughts that are very negative, doubtful, making you feel like shit, that's fantastic. You are self-aware. Why don't you do something about it? You know, if your thoughts can come from somewhere, well, guess what? You can bring new thoughts in and you can program yourself to be an amazing thinker about yourself. So that's what I discovered when I started doing the mirror work because I was like, man, like I'm starting talking to myself positively. I needed more of me than I gave to the world for years. This is what we do. Like we've given ourselves away. We've sold ourselves to other people to allowing other people to program our fucking head. And if you don't take control of your mind will take control of you. But where does it come from? It comes from the world. It comes from your environment, the people you surround yourself with, your experiences, your past. Whatever your pain is that you've held in for so many years, whatever conversations that you've held in, whatever emotion that you were never given yourself permission to feel, or because you just tried to protect yourself or you wanted to be the leader or you wanted to show up and say, I'm good, it's okay, I'm not going to show any emotion, I'm going to, you know, like be strong and I'm just going to push forward. And then all of a sudden it just builds up and builds up and builds up and all of a sudden you realize that something's wrong. You know, your body is not made to hold on to old stuff, okay? It functions better like a butterfly when you release and release and communicate and communicate. That's why I love speaking. I love doing the podcast. Man, you know what I mean? And that's why I have the right people in my life because when I voice message people on WhatsApp or when I talk to people, I fucking talk. I can talk and talk and talk and talk. And if you don't like it, guess what? You can move the fuck on. And guess what? A lot of people who are in my life that love me, that appreciate me, they don't go nowhere. Because they allow me to be me. They love me for who I am. They respect me. But guess what? The people that can't handle that shit, they can block me, archive me, do whatever the fuck they want. They don't have to be in my life. That's part of self-confidence as well. Okay? Because you don't need to force people to be in your life. Okay? You need to be more conscious and aware. Am I really being myself? Am I limiting myself? Am I shrinking myself just to fit in with other people, to keep people comfortable? Or am I really, really like being myself and speaking my truth and sharing my ideas and sharing my opinions and all that stuff? So important, you know? I actually like have realized that that's also something that's helped me to heal so much more now, even with my family. I'm just like able to just be Luke Mindpower, Luke, you know, I'm not even Luke Mindpower. I'm just Luke, you know, I'm actually like sharing my truth with my family. I'm speaking my mind. I'm speaking what I think. I'm sharing it. And I'm not sitting there going, oh, I better be careful what I talk about because they might be looking at me funny or they might not understand. Doesn't matter. If they don't understand, they can ask me and say, what the fuck are you talking about, Luke? What does that mean? You know, but we shrink ourselves, play small so much because, oh, they might not know what I mean or whatever that is, you know? So again, going back to why therapy doesn't work, and again, I'm using the facts that I've learned from all the people, over 1,000 people that I've worked with in the Superpower Mastermind doing my 6-module coaching program, okay, that so many people, especially at the beginning, I just brushed it off. Oh, I've been to therapy for years, but I've never got the results that I'm getting doing your work. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Just do the work. And then I hear it again and again and again and again and again. And I've, you know, for me now, it's just quite obvious that the system is fucking broken, you know, and that it's not working. It doesn't work, you know. So I hope you share this. If you're watching this, Ryan, I hope you share it on your Facebook pages, on your YouTube accounts, on your WhatsApps. Like, share this message to people that you know that are in therapy and that are not happy. Because who knows? Some people, maybe they are happy, you know, and that's enough for them. But you know what? Like, even that, I truly, truly know that that it's not. Like, if you are struggling with some sort of trauma and you're not doing homework, like you don't have a textbook to work out of, or you don't have a workbook that, and you've got like fucking, you know, a book, for example, like this, like an exercise book, and you've got like shit written in it because you are working on yourself, understanding your emotions, understanding your trauma, understanding your childhood, understanding your parents, understanding your parents' parents, understanding how you were raised, understanding how you were parented, understanding why you were parented that way, understanding all that shit, ladies and gentlemen, understanding your emotions, understanding how you feel, understanding those moments that you were really hurt or abused or whatever that happened when you were a child. That is called research. That is called homework. That is called doing the work, because I give a fuck about me and I want to be free. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And if you ain't doing that in therapy, you ain't fucking doing the work, okay? Don't let someone else sit there with you for an hour and then you're doing the work. I'm healing because I'm sitting there. Bullshit. If you ain't fucking doing your homework, if you ain't understanding your childhood trauma, if you ain't going back and understanding your parents and how they were raised and what they went through, then you don't know shit about yourself. Get the clarity, man. You deserve it. Your future is waiting for you. Your success up ahead is dependent on how free you feel within yourself, okay? Nothing out there is going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy is when you're fucking floating around like a butterfly because you feel so free inside. You feel so much peace inside because you've overcome your pain, your suffering, your suppressed energy, right? You've understood why I've attracted the people that I attract, the relationships. So important. So many of us don't realize that relationships tell us so much about who we are. Okay, your relationship that you are in right now, if it's dysfunctional, if it's just not what you want it, if you're settling for it, or if you're just like, oh, it's just okay for now, it's a reflection of who you are, what you accept, what you tolerate, your standards, you know? Am I making sense? I know I'm making sense, but geez, like, listen up, ladies and gentlemen. So if you are interested in working with us, guys, there's a link on this video. Click the link. You can apply to join the Superpower Mastermind whenever it is. Maybe I'm coaching the head coach. Maybe I'm the head coach. Maybe I'm not the head coach anymore. Regardless, but you know, share this with people because you know more people need to wake up. And I know that there could be people out there that you know could judge me or could have their own opinion or whatever. And you know what? Like, I'm open to that. Like, I'm open for people to judge me. I'm open for people to go, Luke, you got no idea. Whatever, you know. And I'm open to listen as well. You know, because Dr. Amanda Hansen, she was a psychologist that I interviewed a couple of years ago. She's from the US. She spoke with Tony Robbins. Like, she's a psychologist as well. And she said the same shit, you know. She said the same shit that she had to change the way that she was doing therapy because the way that – and she had to, like, get out of the system that she was in, you know, in the US because it wasn't allowing her to deliver the therapy that she wanted to her clients because – you know, there's a structure, there's a certain way that they want you to do it. And, you know, if you don't do it like that, well then, you know, and then guess what? The clients don't get the results and they just go to the fucking psychiatrist and get your fucking pills and go on depression tablets, anxiety tablets, and take your fucking medications. You know, that's the solution. And I get it for, you know, for some extreme cases, guys, I understand that anxiety and depression tablets and all that kind of stuff can be quite helpful at some stages. You know, I'm not saying it's not. Sometimes it's just so bad that you just can't fucking bear with panic attacks or whatever it is that you're struggling with. You know, even sleeping tablets, you know, sometimes you're struggling with insomnia and, you know, you just can't face the pain or the struggle that you're dealing with. And so you take sleeping tablets for a certain amount of time, you know, whatever that is. Like, I understand, you know, I appreciate it. It's not an easy process, you know, when you're struggling. But there is an answer. There is a solution, you know, and it's doing the work. Like, and again, I'm not saying this just because I have a coaching program that works, right? I'm saying this because people who have done the coaching program have come off their tablets. They come into the program on their antidepressants, on their anxiety medication, on their sleeping tablets. They come into the program like that. And as they start doing the work, slowly but surely, after a couple of months, hey, I've come off my medication. Oh, wow. What amazing, amazing, amazing thing to celebrate. You know, because who the hell wants to take tablets to live? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. They're there for a certain purpose, especially if you get older and stuff like that. But everything is energy and, you know, your health, your mental health, your emotional health, you know, is so important. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's probably one of the most important things. Like, no amount of supplements is going to help you to heal your childhood trauma. No amount of supplements is going to release the stress that you're carrying constantly. You know, no amount of supplements is going to release the pain and the fear and the overthinking and the childhood trauma that you've never spoken about. You can take as many supplements as you want, but you'll never heal that. You know, it just gets stored in your fascia, it gets stored in your body, it gets stored in your, internally, in your bones, in your skin, you know, fucking everywhere, in your gut. And then eventually your body gets sick, whether you get cancer, whether you get something else, you know, whether you can't bear it anymore. And, you know, I've heard stories, guys, of recently, you know, and just it's happened in my family as well. Where, you know, you get to the point where you just can't bear it anymore. You don't want to be here, you know, and that's my fight, you know, because that makes me realize how big my purpose is. That makes me realize, like, shit, man, like, there's people hurting out there. That makes me realize how fucked up the world really is, you know, and how people are really struggling, you know. And that also makes me realize why my purpose is so big with my coaching institute, because if I can help more people become coaches and become successful coaches and help more people, that means that it's a ripple effect. You know, I can't help everyone. I can't reach everyone. But as a team, as a community, of more people joining our coaching institute, becoming life coaches, and then going and building their own coaching businesses and helping more people, that means, like, we're changing the world, you know? So wherever you're at, guys, don't give up. Keep listening to the Luke Mindpower podcast, because I'm just going to keep inspiring you as well, and hope that maybe one day we meet, I get to work with you, whether that's in our coaching institute or meet in the Superpower Mastermind or privately as well. Because doing this work is pretty amazing. Or maybe I'll never will. Maybe you'll just keep watching me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Maybe one day you'll come to one of my live events as well. Who knows? But I want to talk to you also about the amount of scammers there are online, impersonating myself, Luke Mindpower. Because unfortunately, there are people that have impersonated me. They've scammed people. They've built relationships with people, playing this, you know, card that it's me, and that even that my relationship with my wife is not real. There's all these stories that they make up about who I am, my personality. They don't even know me personally, and they're just making up all this crap about my life and about what they see on social media, that it's just all business and all this crap. And you know, I guess, you know, as you get to know me personally, you know, I have a story, I have feelings, you know, I didn't get here by accident. I had to go through my own challenges, you know, and overthinking, and the list can go on. And so, you know, unfortunately there are people out there that are using my name, that are messaging my followers and taking advantage of people, you know? It's sad to hear this, you know, that people are doing that. But unfortunately, the online space, you know, you have to just be mindful, you know. And I always say this, I said this to my clients in my coaching program as well. I said, if something doesn't feel like it's right, it's not. Okay. And like, just talking about my wife and my marriage and my life, it's just such a blessing, you know. Like, I understand it so well now. And, you know, what I've experienced is that, you know, a lot of people who have been taken advantage of have really thought that they were talking to me, you know? And I get it, because I know, like, from what I've heard, you know, what you witness as Luke, as the coach, as the speaker, as the dancer, you know, what I'm an example of is a healthy masculine man, someone who loves deeply, someone who is a provider and looks after his wife and has his best interest for her. You know, all I want her to be is the best version of herself, the healthiest version of herself, the best mum, the best wife, the most, you know, free and peaceful version of herself. You know, my job is to look after her and to care for her and to give her everything. You know, for me, that's my dream, is to make sure she, but guess what happens? Just does the same thing for me. You know, she inspires me. She empowers me. She's good with the supplements. That's what she's good. She's good with the health stuff, the nutritional stuff. She's like, you know, don't go to bed too late. She's got her freaking like setups, man. She's the next level shit. And it pisses me off sometimes, but man, the right person in your life, you know, your right husband or wife, man, they will put you in your place. If your partner, if your wife does not trigger you or force you to level up or get you out of your comfort zone, then it's not the right person. You know, like that is one of the major blessings of our relationship, of our marriage, is that, yeah, she definitely like forces me to like level up as a man. And I know God brought her into my life for exactly that person, exactly that reason, you know? Because yeah, sometimes I kind of do get in my comfort zone, you know, but when we talk about our vision, our dream, our goal, where we're going, you know, and I think about that, I'm like, wow, what am I going to have to do to achieve that? And it's not about the pressure. It's about the excitement of it. It's the journey, you know? And so, yeah, we've nearly been together for 2 years, depending on when you're listening to this. We met in 2024 around June, July. So it's nearly been a couple of years. And it's just like, you know, how can I put this? It's like the biggest blessing in your life is to be in a healthy relationship. Like, and if you're not, like, it's a dream to pursue, you know, and wherever you're at, doesn't matter what age you are. Like my grandmother, you know, I remember hearing that she met like her real love when she was 68, you know. I always go back to that story, the man that she married when she was 68, that was her love of her life, you know. And when I always hear that story, I just want to share it, because I know there's so many people that are in their later stage of life, whether it's late 50s or late 60s, even in 70s, thinking that it's too late for me to meet someone, or too late. And I think it's never too late, you know. It's always a mindset, you know. You always can allow yourself to think that it's not possible, I'm too far gone, whatever. But again, what you think is what you become, you know. And so it's very important to be optimistic. And, you know, again, if you just have the same routine, you do the same shit, and you don't get out there or meet people or do different things, well, very likely that, you know, you're not going to meet anyone new, you know. But the most important thing, again, is coming down to the relationships that you attract is just an example of who you are. So if you're attracting dysfunctional relationships, when I say dysfunctional, what does that mean? Like people who are disrespectful, people who don't have time for you, people who don't communicate, people who don't hold you in high regard, you know, people who don't make you feel heard and seen and respected and loved and appreciated. Without that, it's dysfunction. You know, when you feel seen, like, well, that's one of the things. You know that you have someone that is right for you when they communicate. You know, the one thing about my wife and our relationship that I absolutely love is that we talk to each other. We communicate our feelings. We hold space for each other. We love deeply, you know, and it's not a love that you give so much love and it doesn't get reciprocated. Oh man, it gets reciprocated. But why? Well, because we did the inner work, you know, like, and that's why, like, when you understand self-love and having the relationship with yourself, I've always said this, you can't give what you don't have. So when I think about the younger version of me that was just so open and wanted to love and love and love, so I was pouring all of my love out to someone else, but I didn't have any for myself. You know, I was expecting them to love me, but I didn't love me. You know, I was expecting them to enjoy my company, but I didn't enjoy my own company. You know, so everything changed when I went through this journey of inner healing and emotional healing and reprogramming my mind and, you know, becoming the Luke that I was supposed to become, not the Luke that's living in fear and doubt and overthinking and insecure and doesn't like the way he looks in the mirror. And again, it's not my fault. Okay? Bullying, name calling, all that shit of judgment, opinions of others programmed into my mind over a long period of good 20 years or however long. And that's what I became. I became doubtful, fearful, insecure, you know, I didn't have a voice. So all those years, right, I had to take my power back. So instead of me going and chasing love, I just stopped. There's no more chasing. And that's why the quote that says, don't chase, attract. So I attracted my wife. Like Jim Rohn says, success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. So you focus on yourself and you grow and you heal and you overcome your suffering, overcome your doubts and your fears. And then you will start to live in your self-worth, self-confidence, and attract better relationships in your life because it's just a mirror, okay? You and your relationships are just mirrors of who you are. Whatever you allow in your life is also a reflection of who you are, you know? And so when you raise your standards and you have more self-worth, more self-confidence, you feel good within yourself, if people don't mirror that to you, you flick them off. Because you don't want to be around people who don't respect you, don't appreciate you, don't make you feel seen, don't encourage you. You know, you have a big heart. Like I know who I'm speaking to. You got a big heart. You love hard. You just want to see the best in others. You know, but you haven't given yourself a chance to see the best in yourself, to discover your greatness, to discover what is it within me that I haven't discovered yet, that I have within myself. And it's the same for me because until I started loving myself and doing this kind of personal development and personal transformation and healing work, I didn't understand who I could become, you know? And I got to tell you, man, the journey is getting better and better and better for me. But it wasn't always like that. The first couple of years was like persevering. It was self-discovery. It was finding my way. It was figuring out who am I, figuring out where am I going. And it's a bit scary at the start, but don't be afraid of that. Be afraid of just staying stuck. Be afraid of staying in the same fucking place. Be afraid of not changing. You know, I think you should be more afraid of that for sure. But anyone who you're talking to that says that their name is Luke Mindpower and that they fucking are interested in you or that they like you or that fucking whatever, like it's all crap, you know, don't believe it. If something doesn't feel right, that means it's not right, okay? Don't sit there and waste your time on thinking you're talking to Luke Mindpower when you can clearly see I'm in a relationship. You can clearly see I'm married. You can clearly see I love the shit out of my wife. She is my number one. She is my soulmate. I will fucking die for her. I'll give her everything that she wants. There's nothing I won't do for my wife. That's called unconditional love. And for those of you that are looking for love, first you got to find it in yourself first. Before you find the one, become the one. Okay? You don't need to chase it. You need to become it. You know, chase your purpose, chase your dreams, evolve into the person that you're meant to be so that that love can find you. Because right now you're not that person and that's why love's not finding you because you're not who you're meant to be. I had to evolve into Luke Mindpower and 6 years of the work for my wife, Yolita, to find me. Because if I didn't evolve into the version of me that I was when she found me, she would have not even seen me. She wouldn't have resonated with me. She would have just been like, who the fuck's that? Nah. Like, whatever. So I hope that you can take this episode, share it with the world. I hope that you can take this, listen to it again if you have to, and realize that you don't need to chase love. You don't need to chase it. Focus on evolving and becoming the version of yourself that will attract that. Okay? Like it's the most extraordinary advice that you can ever hear in your life. How do I find love? How do I find that person? Fucking find yourself. Evolve and become that version of yourself that that person that you want to meet wants to meet. You know, like write down all the things that you would love in a partner, okay? This is what I'm going to leave you with, guys. And then I'll share with you something quickly and we'll finish up. Write down a list of things that you would love in your ideal partner, in your ideal relationship, the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. Write down the things that you want in them. want them to have. Okay. Now, once you've done that, go and become exactly what you've written. You want love, be love. You want compassion, be compassionate. You want confidence, be confident. The mirror, life is a mirror. Okay. Become what you want, you will attract it. It's as simple as that. And guess what? You won't attract it when you want it. You'll attract it when you're ready. And you can't even agree when you're ready either. God knows only. It will reflect back to you once you've done enough work on yourself. And sometimes it can come sooner than you think. But if you don't get moving and if you don't keep going, if you don't keep evolving and doing the work, then you'll be waiting a lot longer. So for anyone who is interested in really doing the work and evolving, guys, on this video, wherever you're watching, you can see there will be a link for you to apply to work with us in the Superpower Mastermind. The next 5 weeks is going to be transformational. I am the head coach until the end of June. So if you are watching live and you want to join us in the Superpower Mastermind, you really want to do the work over the next 12 weeks, because that's what it goes for, 12 weeks initially, but I'll be available for the next five, then click the link, apply, and hopefully we'll be seeing and speaking with you soon. Now, moving forward, Luke Mindpower Music. What is that? Well, guess what, guys? Music has been something that I fell in love with a long time ago. When I was 20, 21, around that. But even before then, you know, I was making CDs. I had my cars and I had CD players and I was playing music and, you know, Ministry of Sound and dance music and R&B and rap. And I had my cars and I had my windows down and I was pumping the music and I loved rap music and I listened to the lyrics and I learned the lyrics and I... You know, singing for me was such a freedom. You know, I learned all these songs, from Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. and Eminem. And like, I love rap music. I know so many songs, you know, and when you get me in the vibe, I'm, but music in general, like dance music, house music, like, you know, and it's a reflection because I'm dancing, right? All the time. This is just phenomenal. Like I'm fucking excited. Like it's crazy how I've gone through this whole journey now and like, you know, I've built all my followings on social media platforms and everything like that. And now I'm releasing music. Can you believe it? On YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Music, every single music streaming platform that you can think of, I'm on there. I think I've released about 10 singles so far, ranging from like reggae pop to deep house music to rap music. To like sexy R&B music, you know, and it's freaking exciting. You know, AI has really turned it up and created platforms where you can make, you can give prompts and you can make your own music, you know. And of course, there's a few tweaking things to it, and it's, you know, it's not as simple as, you know, it's simple, but at the same time, depending on your type of style of what you're trying to create, there's a little bit of tweaking that's involved. But the reason why I'm sharing this with you, of course, if you want to listen to my music, you can go on Spotify, type in Luke Mindpower, Don't Give Up, and you'll find that song, Don't Give Up, and that'll help you to find my artist profile. I'm so passionate about it because I love and it's not just about music, guys, it's inspirational music. Like the lyrics that I am creating and putting together for these and in these songs are all motivational, positive. Toffee's in the background, there you go. Toffee, they can see you in the video. She's playing around, but she loves coming into my office. Like she loves to sit around. I'm working, she's chilling out and just lying around being lazy. She's a freaking cute furball. But the music is motivational, inspirational. It's part of my story as well. I share a lot of my story in my rap songs and in the music that I create. So it's more than just music. And you know, to be honest, I haven't found enough positive music out there that actually is empowering, inspiring, affirmations and all that kind of stuff. So if you do decide to listen to my music, you know, the whole purpose of it is for you to be inspired and motivated. And this is how life works and how things manifest. In 2020, when I started I'm just looking at the time because I've got a client in about 8 minutes. In 2020, when I first started Luke Mindpower, the brand, and like, who am I, and trying to figure out my identity and like branding of my name and what am I, a motivational speaker, life coach, what is it? And at one point, I remember writing that I was a motivational artist. and it's 2026. And if you look and listen to my music, I mean, that's exactly what it is, motivational artist. So I'm really excited about Luke Mindpower Music, and you'll probably see the branding as well. When I was younger, when I was like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, I used to make CDs with DJ Danilo. He used to make them too. I actually introduced him to LimeWire, to downloading music, to showing him on my computer. That's what started his passion of music as well, and mixing and all that stuff. And I used to call myself a couple of things, Sexy Poultice. And because it was sexy, and then Pole was the Polish, and then 2C. That was one of my brands that I kept from when I was like 14, 15, Sexy Pole to C. And the other one was DJ Lukey C. DJ Lukey, Luke, Lukey C. And C is my last name, Klebovich. So DJ Lukey C is definitely back, you know, and I've branded it on my songs as well. So when I release a remix or whatever song I'm releasing, it's not on all of them, but there's sometimes I'll feel it and I'll go, yeah, that's a DJ Lukey C remix, you know. So it's amazing because technology is getting better and better. And, you know, I literally sometimes as I'm making this music, I feel like I'm sitting with, you know, the AI and I'm talking to a director, an executive music producer, and I'm figuring out the lyrics and I'm figuring out what the beat is and the vocals and all this shit. And it's almost like I'm in my own music studio and doing this. And it's incredible, you know. So I hope that you love my music that I'm releasing, guys, and you can find it everywhere on Spotify, Apple Music. It's available, you know. There's a lot that's being released on my YouTube channel as well. And if you're a member of my YouTube, you can actually join and get membership on my YouTube channel. You will always get the pre-released songs immediately as well. So lots to come there with the Luke Mindpower music as well. I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to keep releasing music as often as I can. I absolutely love it. I spend so much time doing it. And it's like when I'm doing it, I'm literally in my element. I'm so freaking passionate. I'm so lost in it. I feel like, and I'm just like, wow, I can't wait to see where this journey takes me as well with releasing music online, you know, because definitely one day I want to work with rappers and, you know, I really believe that my style of music is going to reach millions and that artists are probably going to work with me and want to sing my songs that I create, you know, because that's the real thing. Like this is AI at the moment, but I would love to be involved in the songs. I'd love to rap, but I'd also love to work with rappers who can rap the songs that I've created, you know, because of their vocals or whatever, you know, like, so music videos are on the horizon at the moment. I'm doing lyric videos on YouTube. So yeah, very excited about it. I love the vibes that I represent and that I share, especially the lyrics. So I hope that you do too. Check it all out on YouTube and Spotify. And I'll leave you with that, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on another podcast episode on the Luke Mindpower podcast. It is a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here with you. Don't give up on yourself, on your dreams. And of course, if you want to join us in the Superpower Mastermind program, the link is in the description of this video. Who knows, maybe we'll be working together. And I know that as you do this work on yourself, you'll never be the same again, but you'll be the best version of yourself. That's for sure. Sending you so much love. Don't give up on yourself. And I'll see you.
Now I'm standing here. Yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who I am.